All right, this is a signature demonstration. So, Doug, you got to show them. This is the one that people go, this is what we know Doug Hoda's for.
Okay.
No, you
don't.
You have to be careful because Kopric will try to figure out anything.
I see. All right. What we have here is a conduit tube, and this is sort of like magic.
There's a genie inside, Mark, in case you're wondering.
Oh, there's a genie.
Oh. Yes.
I was going to tell that at first.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Put your hand over there, Mark. What do you feel?
I feel vibration. I feel heat.
Heat is exactly what you're feeling.
How about that?
Well, where is that genie? Oh, it's gone.
But now we transfer the genie to the new tube.
Oh, we put it in the new tube, and notice we have a different amount of air in here.
Oh, a smaller tube, yes.
So
okay.
Maybe.
All right. Maybe a genie with a higher pitched voice.
Could you pass me that cup over there?
Yes, yes. Now watch this. This is my part of the act.
Oh, okay.
All right. I am going to pour sound into this cup. You're probably saying, stop it.
Watch this. He pours it in. So believe it or not, the sound is here. And now I'm just going to pour it back into the tube. Watch this. Ready?
Yeah, pour that sound back in.
Look at that. Let's look and see if he knows. I think we got
a genie in there.
I do not. All I know is that usually at this point in Steve's experiments, I'm on fire.
At least you have a fire protected suit.
Oh, should we tell him what the secret is? What's the secret? Tell him the secret.
Well, the secret is
hiding in here.
In there is a piece of. Well, remember when you took chemistry or biology, you had that pad. And it actually had a very heavy metal in there that you put your beakers on.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same thing.
There it is, right.
It's really, really
now, so what happens when we heat that up, Steve?
So if we heat this up here like this, this is exactly what's happening inside the tube. So we heat this up, and now when you pull it away, don't touch it, but just put your hand over it.
Can you feel the heat?
Oh, sure enough, just like out of the tube.
Okay,
right.
And cool. What happened here before is when I held this, there's a piece right in here, just like in this demonstration.
Okay.
And we heated that up, and that became hot, and of course, heat rises. But when I turn the tube, heat doesn't go sideways.
I see. This is why your students loved your class.
Heritage High School is missing this Bunsen burner over here, and this pipe.
We didn't really pour sound out of that.
Oh, you did. I see.
Now, look what's going to happen. We're going to get a different sound over here.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, nice one there.
Smaller
nice
tube,
one there.
Yeah.
Nice one there.
Sort of like an organ.
Isn't that kind of fun? All right, so the big finale is this. With a little adult supervision, and if you're an adult who needs supervision, then get it. I put it all up on the website, you know, so you can get it. You can get the pipe and everything else. It's a pretty cool little demo. So if you tell them about the website, we'll do this big finale.
All right, you can see Steve's experiment again on all of his other projects, of course, by going to the As Seen tab on 9news.com and know that he had excellent guidance from Doug Hodes at Heritage High School as a young man.
All right, here we go.
We're going to do
Doug,
a demonstration
here.
Hold this in your other hand.
Here we go.
This is going to be similar to the bells.
Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, tip it.
Was that awesome?
That was just.
Do you understand the bells?
Do I get an A?
Tip it back up and see if it's still going. Is it? That could be.